Do you and Gino Linardo kind of laugh now, considering how this project originally came together?
Laughing per se. Gino's in Chicago. I'm in Austin, Texas. If he may laugh on occasion, I might laugh on occasion. in terms of how it came together, you know, sort of accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a matter of him reaching out to me to do a track on the Underworld Awakening soundtrack that he was already doing a few other tracks for. And he sent me a piece of music, and I loved it, wrote something to it, called him the next day, said, we got to track this, it's big, and went to Chicago a week later, tracked it, delivered it, Lakeshore loved it, wanted to use it as the lead track on the soundtrack, and there was an issue because there was a conflict at radio. There was already a Disturbed track out from the Lost Children B-Sides compilation called Hell being worked at radio. And we didn't want the two tracks to be fighting each other, so we just held on to the track we had written for Underworld, which is called Hunted. And the track grew on us over time, and we decided to write some more together in March of 2012. Gino came out to my place in Austin, Texas, and we began the first of two separate writing sessions for the record.
Over the course of writing the record, you guys have come up with this futuristic rock, so to speak. What does futuristic rock sound like to people that have, you know, never heard the term?
I don't know, man. I guess to each person that would be a very, very different thing. I don't know, man. It's not like I was trying to corner the market on some sort of new terminology or anything like that. It has electronic elements. The tonalities are fresh. It's rock embracing the utilization of technology. You know, thusly the whole name of device. This incorporation of the utilization of these electronic textures and sounds. Which makes for a rather explosive cocktail. That's the whole kind of concept. So, it's a futuristic sort of electronic-infused rock.
What was the creative process behind the album's first single, Vilify? How'd you guys come up with the idea?
That was actually one of the first groups of songs that we wrote. It all started with a very simple version of that intro riff that you heard. And that ended up getting beefed up and enhanced a little bit and brought it to a two- or three-part progression. And then I ended up toying around with enhancing the rhythm of the beat a little bit, that the initial one that Gino had come up with. And then I worked on a vocal pattern, a rhythm and a melody, a rhythmic delivery for the vocal, and just like a gibberish or a scat pattern, if you will. Pieced it together. Last thing that's always done whenever I write a song is lyrics that are written to form the already pre-existing piece of vocal music that was written for the part. It came together very convincingly. I think within about 2 days' time, we wrote the song. Came very organically, naturally, quickly. You know, sometimes you really got to beat your head against the wall for stuff. This happened nicely.
You brought a lot of friends along for the ride with you on this album. Lizzie Hale, Tom Morello. What was it like to have them play a part in this debut album?
More like they're doing me the distinct honor and privilege of me having them on the record rather than them being along for the ride, that's for sure. these are all people who I'm very privileged to call friends of mine. Tom and I have been friends for years. Serge and I have been friends for years. Lizzie and I have been friends for years since she was first out there and she was supporting us and Disturbed back in the day. We We had been talking about doing a version of Close My Eyes Forever together since way back then. Glenn and I reconnected at the Dime Bash event this previous year. Geezer and I have known each other since early Ozfest days when Sabbath was headlining Ozfest. Matt and I have known each other for years of touring together, and he's an amazing guy, and it's been so inspiring to see how those guys have grown, and I'm so proud of everything they've accomplished. And, I'm very blessed to have a very talented and accomplished group of friends. It all kind of came together within a few days' time, to be perfectly honest. The Ozzy Lita cover, that's something, like I said, Lizzie and I have been talking about for years, but the participation of both Tom and Serge came, first I talked to them about it because we had talked about doing something once upon a time together whenever the opportunity presents itself. And, Rage is Rage, Audio Slave is Audio Slave, System is System, there were never any guests on any of those records. Disturbed was Disturbed. Those bands don't really do guests. Just wasn't a part of the repertoire. But Device didn't have any rules. So I'm like, why not? Here we have an opportunity. We've always said we wanted to do something together. Let's do it. And, actually played them both of the tracks that they're on and gave them the choice of either one for either one of them to choose. And they both ended up being like, this is awesome. This is awesome. We ended up finalizing the arrangement over dinner when I was in LA mixing the songs. So the songs were already done. We ended up finalizing everything at dinner at Serge's house, actually. And then the next day, I was invited by Glenn to his book signing over in Malibu. He was releasing his autobiography. And he invited myself and my wife to dinner with him and his wife afterwards as well. And I went to see him perform acoustically at the book, and he killed it, and it just popped into my head. Man, it would be amazing to have his voice on Through It All, one of the tracks on the record. I approached him about it, and he was, like, excited right away and agreed instantly. And it came up in conversation later that night at dinner. And at the dinner table, we have Glenn and his wife, Gabby, and Geezer Butler and Kenny Aronoff and a bunch of other musicians. Came up in convo, and Geezer overheard it, and he asked about it. And I'm like, yeah, would you like to do a track as well? He's like, I'd love to. So before I knew it, within 2-3 days of mixing the record in L.A., I had 5 guests on the record already. I'd always had intended there to be another voice on Hayes, and I'm very glad that it's his. He's very distinctive. And nobody sounds like Mr. M. Shadow, so very, very happy and proud to have him on it.
So aside from the duets, what can you do with Device that you can't do with Disturbed?
Well, stylistically, for instance, Through It All, like I just mentioned with Glenn, just stylistically, the ambient feel, the heavy, heavy use of synth, it's just a texture and a vibe that wouldn't be appropriate on a Disturbed record. Haze is a texture and a vibe that probably wouldn't be appropriate on a Disturbed record. The Close My Eyes Forever cover, the direction we took with it stylistically, the keys and the big synths and the big harmonies and so on and so forth, and the orchestral elements probably couldn't have been done on a Disturbed record appropriately. Some of the vocal approaches in songs like, say, the chorus in You Think You Know, which has a much more classical approach to the vocal delivery, would not normally have been done on a Disturbed record. The more punk rock kind of chorus and Out of Line would not normally have been done on a Disturbed record. There's a bunch of elements if you really like actually look at the record under a magnifying glass and kind of analyze everything, where you can see, it really gave me a lot of opportunity to just do whatever felt right at any given point in time, not have to think about, well, what would be right for Disturbed to do.
All right, last question. How do you want this album to ultimately be remembered?
It's just a great record, man. You know, that's all I can ask for. I think that this is a great grouping of material. They're all strong songs. I hope that it is part of what seems to be a resurgence of strong rock records that are all coming out this year. I hope that we make a strong contribution to that movement and that resurgence. And I can only hope that people love it the way that we love it.